Tom.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we were scheduled to be joined by a representative from Edmunds.com, but we're having a little bit of a phone connection problem with him. So we'll have some fun here in the first half hour, just you and I. Or we may hear from him. We don't know. It's a live broadcast. You never can tell. Also coming up in this hour, the president of Lund International. Lund International is a company that makes lots of really cool aftermarket products for your truck and your SUV and your car. And they're going to be unveiling a number of very, very interesting items at the upcoming SEMA show in Las Vegas. And we're going to get an inside scoop as to what are some of those cool things that are going to be unveiled at the SEMA show come a couple of weeks from now. Along the ways, of course, we're going to take your telephone calls at our usual number, and that's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can reach out via the email, again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's Bob, B-O-B, at BobLongRadio.com. One of the stories that always piques my interest when I get a chance to poke around the internet is when folks speculate about future collectibles, future cars that are going to appreciate in value, brand new cars that you could go out and purchase and then, you know, either drive them limited number of miles, I wouldn't rack up a whole lot of miles on them, and then get your money back and more. And we'll talk about some of those future collectibles that have been spotlighted by the folks at Motor Trend Magazine, actually my former employer of 10 years or so. And one of the vehicles, number one on the list here, and I totally agree with this, is the current Mustang GT500, the Shelby GT500 for 2013. This is right now the most powerful mass production V8 engine in the world, and who would believe that right from the factory you could get an engine putting out, I believe, at 663 horsepower. You can only get it with a 5-speed manual transmission, and people are calling here. All kinds of people are calling, so we'll have to find out what that's all about. But in the meantime, broadcasting rule 101, I'll reach over here and do what I should be doing and do this. Get rid of that and get rid of that. Another thing you need to do when you're on the radio, keep this in mind, is disconnect all of your phones, or at least turn them down so that folks can get a hold of you, but not while you're on the radio like I am. So that's Broadcasting 101. I have a bachelor's degree in broadcast communications. I should have known better, to say the least. Anyway, getting back to future collectibles, a story which has been trending a lot these days, showcasing the Shelby Mustang GT500 for 2013 from Ford. I imagine that they'll continue to build this monster Mustang for one more year, for 2014. And then we're going to see the unveiling of the all-new Mustang for 2015. It will be in celebration of the introduction of the original Mustang, which was a 64.5. They'll actually introduce this vehicle to the press at the 2014 New York International Auto Show. And what the future holds power plant-wise for that vehicle remains to be seen. I imagine we're going to see a lot of the EcoBoost technology that Ford is utilizing in a variety of their products these days being utilized in the Mustang. We'll probably see an EcoBoosted V6 power plant. Hopefully, we'll definitely see at least one V8, hopefully a couple of different V8s before those evil, in my opinion, fuel economy standards of 2025 kick in. There are some pretty heavy-duty ones kicking in for 2016, but not to get on the political soapbox here, but why not? I just think it's such a shame that we as Americans are going to be limited in our choices in the future unless they change the law that has been passed that requires all automakers to have an average corporate fuel economy number of 54.5 miles to the gallon by the year 2025. But that's something we can talk about on a later edition of Auto World. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome to the Auto World guest lines the gentleman we talked about a little bit earlier. His name is Ivan Drury, and he is a senior automotive analyst with Edmunds.com. Ivan, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for dialing us up here, and I always look forward to chatting with you, and lots of great things to talk about, including it's been rumored for quite some time that this very expensive automobile named by Tata, the Indian company, which right now, of course, owns both Jag and Land Rover, and thank God they haven't done anything but keep those folks along the paths that they were on. There hasn't been any significant changes within those brands, but the least expensive car in the world is reportedly going to make its way here to the United States. What do you think?
You know, this is a case of the automakers abroad that says, hey, we've got these grandiose plans. We have this wonderful vehicle, maybe by their standards, not so much by American standards. And there's always talk of this, that someone's going to bring something to the United States. I mean, Mahindra and Mahindra was another Indian automaker who said they had a pickup truck and an SUV on their way to the United States. Even they got as close as getting some dealers signed up, but once again, no product ever delivered. You know, the Chinese have been talking about having vehicles in the United States for many years now, and the closest thing you can get is a Coda, and really, those things aren't really that for sale yet either. So when Tata comes out saying that they're going to, you know, start selling the Nano, it just seems like another one of these just fable-type vehicles in which we'll hear about it and, you know, people will joke about it, but you know, if it ever even did come to the United States, it would almost inevitably be so much more expensive than what they originally planned that it just kills the idea that they originally start off with.
That is so true, Ivan, because with all of the laws that we have in this country with airbags and stability control and anti-lock brakes and everything else, crash worthiness, this vehicle, which is sold in other parts of the world for about $3,995 U.S. dollars, would quickly get up to probably $10,000 at least.
Oh, yeah, and at that price point, you've easily got other, you know, mainstream automotive competitors in the sense that Nissan has a Versa, Chevrolet has the Spark, which we talked about last week, which is a perfectly viable car. It's not going to need all those upgrades. It has a lot of great, you know, content in it already, and really they're talking about this Tata Nano as if it's almost a stripper edition vehicle, just pure basic point A to point B transportation, and, you know, in the United States, we're definitely not looking for that kind of thing right now.
Well, what we are looking forward to is the upcoming Los Angeles International Auto Show. It kind of kicks off the new car show season for journalists. This is one of the big four here in North America in which the journalists get to see world debuts or North American debuts. It was back in New York that we saw the debut of the BMW X1. But I understand, Ivan, that the folks at BMW have something special up their sleeves for the LA show regarding the X1.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny that they chose Los Angeles to debut this X1 winterized edition. I mean, granted, BMW does sell a lot of vehicles in California, specifically in LA, heavy, you know, really heavy on the BMWs down here. And the thing is that
when we come back on the other side, we'll find out about this X1 with Ivan Drury from Edmunds.com.
I said, you're on a buddy, mom, just running fine. This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 19th, 2012. Gold open this morning at $1,735.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,778.17, $889.08 for a half ounce, and $444.54 for a quarter ounce. $1,735.30, $889.08. And
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We love talking with folks from Edmunds.com and EdmundsInsideLine.com. And one of our favorites is senior analyst Ivan Drury. And Ivan's been telling us about the Tata Nano, which may or may not make it here to the U.S., most likely not. And now we're focusing on the L.A. Auto Show. It's right in your neck of the woods. With Edmunds being located in Santa Monica. And before the break there, you were telling us about BMW's plans to unveil some winterized X1s. Is that what they're going to do in L.A.?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you don't think of winter in Los Angeles, so definitely a bit on the quirky side. But, you know, since we do buy so many of these BMW-branded vehicles, it only makes sense that we'd like the dreams and aspirations to maybe taking it to a snowy location once in a while. So, I mean, for this X1, it's going to be all-wheel drive. It's also going to have a purpose-built roof rack with one of the containers on top that's, you know, purely aerodynamic, so it's not like you're kind of jerry-rigging things together to get your X1 in shape to go off-road and going to the snow. And, you know, it's definitely one of those things that it's definitely segmented only for a small group of folks. But at the same time, if you like certain kinds of vehicles, you have activities that, you know, revolve around this, then it will catch your attention.
It definitely will. Another thing that's going to catch a lot of folks' attention, I think this is kind of cool. They're having also at the LA Auto Show a 2025 Cop Car Design Throwdown. This is a really cool story. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, with so many things recently having, you know, floated around the subject of green technologies and, you know, advanced safety and whatnot, it's kind of cool that we're going with the cop cars because they're typically seen as something as old and stodgy, and people think, oh, okay, you're looking at a Crown Victoria or maybe a, you know, purpose-built Dodge. But now they're actually opening this up to many other automakers just to see what they would put forth. And it's interesting because for, you know, police use or any government use, the design is so different from what your standard point A to point B consumer is looking for that it's very hard to change also what the police officer is using already, let alone design something, you know, so many years, a decade in advance for what the police are going to have to encounter then. So I think this is definitely going to throw out some really cool, interesting, and innovative designs.
Yeah, it should be very interesting to see out there. And, of course, you know, as we go forward with these upcoming pretty heavy-duty corporate average fuel economy demands, if they stay in place, you know, that's going to be an interesting line to cross, too. I mean, because they're always are going to be performance vehicles, whether they're electric and otherwise driven, like, for example, the Porsche 918 Spyder coming up or the limited edition Jag XC75. They're always going to be making fast cars, so the cop cars can't be slow, and they got to get good fuel economy, so it's going to be a you know, fine line to walk.
Mm-hmm. No, that's definitely for sure. It's going to be an interesting blend because they have to be purpose-built, which typically means heavy, but at the same time able to keep up with the day-to-day activities of all these other vehicles that are getting faster and quicker all around them. So they have quite the challenge on their hands. I see a lot of advanced composites and technology being thrown into these vehicles to help them keep ahead.
It was back last spring at the 2012 New York International Auto Show that we saw a concept vehicle for the replacement for the Acura RL, and now news has leaked out that the 2014 Acura RLX has been officially confirmed for a LA Auto Show debut. This is an important vehicle for a brand which is kind of struggling a little bit to regain its once glory years, let's put it that way. I think some of the design faux pas that they've made in recent years with the toothy grin that they had is kind of a face on a lot of vehicles. Certainly didn't help the ZDX, which was a good concept in theory, but in execution had a lot of problems and certainly hasn't sold well. So Acura is going to reintroduce the NSX, and that's going to give a lot of buzz to the brand. And certainly this RLX is going to be interesting to see in L.A. What do you hear about this vehicle?
You know, the interesting thing, it's like you said, that with Acura, it's really the whole theme around them with the industry speak is that they've lost their way. And I think a lot of people, we always go back to the early 90s when there was the very high output, small engines that were really maximizing what you received when you purchased one of these vehicles. The styling was very good and ahead of its time, whereas you mentioned, you know, these grills nowadays are very polarizing. Either you're going to love it or you're just going to love that it's reliable and just going to buy it. So it's very interesting for the RLX because it does share some of the underpinnings of the NSX. In that
really?
Sense, you actually get to bit like, hey, okay, well, I'm buying their top of the line sedan, but in addition, it's sharing a bit of technology with this NSX. But the thing, once again, here is that the RL that it replaces is, once again, not a very high volume vehicle, and it's going to take a lot of convincing arguments. It can't just be that you're getting some NSX parts thrown into this. It has to be a complete package for this Acura to really succeed. And I know that with Acura, they've had a lot of issues with the RL. I mean, it just does not sell well. So they don't even have a really large base of buyers to pull from. So when they do launch the new vehicle, I think it'll be heavily marketed in the sense that they need some brand awareness, and they need to really convince people that this vehicle does exist, it's competitive to the other vehicles in the segment. And I think that, if anything, will be the largest challenge, is convincing people to give it a shot. Simply, we know the technology's good, the brand's good, but really just getting it on people's radar, on the shopping list, that's going to be tough.
It really is. I mean, with the rise of all the other brands, as every maker seems to be turning out better and better product all the time, and then when you see some of the Korean auto manufacturers stepping up to the plate, like Kia and their sibling Hyundai, you know, turning out some really world-class vehicles, it's a lot tougher for automakers than it was when Acura first came as the Japanese flagship for Honda back in the 80s. And they really had quite a presence back in the 80s when you stop and think about it.
Yeah, it's so true that everyone, we always think back to what they used to make, what they had in the past. And really, I think it was the previous generation TL, which everyone agrees is very good-looking vehicles, probably the last car they have made that everyone was on board with. Whereas today's launches, like you said, with the ZDX, it's very controversial. Oh, maybe it sounds good in the initial production stages, but when it came to the reality, I mean, they don't move more than 300-400 units tops a month of that vehicle. Mm-hmm. And you can look to anybody else in that segment of this sporty crossover, they're performing far better, or, you know, they don't need to incentivize the vehicles nearly as much. So really for Acura, it's going back to their roots and giving people what will remind them of what it was like in the past to buy one of these things.
That is so true. The LA show has certainly grown in the last few years, ever since moving it to a different time frame. When we come back on the other side, we'll wrap up with Ivan Drury and his comments about the growth of activity at the LA Auto Show. Also coming up, we're going to be talking with the president of Lund International. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-518-4375. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build the life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-518-4375. 1-800-518-4375.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We're live all across North America. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got on deck Lund International President Mitch Vogel, and we're finishing up with one of our favorite contributors from Edmunds.com, Senior Analyst Ivan Drury. And Ivan, just before the bottom of the hour there, I posed the question about the date change recently in the last few years with the L.A. Auto Show. They used to hold it at probably the worst time possible, and ever since they've adjusted it, boy, the LA Auto Show has really come up as far as number of introductions and importance.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing, is like when it comes to timing of vehicle debuts, this is certainly one of the things that automakers hold so close. They never want to let you know far too advanced as far as when something's going to be redesigned or freshened or when exactly it's going to go on sale, just because, you know, they don't want to hinder any of their current vehicles. The thing is that when it comes to the auto shows and they want consumers to really see, touch, feel, smell, and experience what's out there, you have to have them staggered. I mean, if they're too close to one another, then it almost kind of kills the excitement that builds up around them. So for the LA Auto Show to kind of push a little farther away from Detroit, it definitely helped out.
No question about it. Well, thank you, my friend, for all the valuable information today. Folks can check it all out at Edmunds.com and Edmunds Inside Line, just plain InsideLine.com. Ivan, we'll be talking with you again real soon. Thanks, my friend.
Anytime. Thank you.
And now we move to the president of Lund International. It's my pleasure to welcome Mitch Vogel to the airways of Auto World. Mitch, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having us here today.
Well, congratulations on becoming president of Lund International. I know you've been with the company for about a decade, so you're an industry veteran even before that as well. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, Bob, I spent my entire career in the automotive industry. For the last 10 years, I've been with Lund International and have served many different capacities within Lund prior to becoming president about 2 years ago. It's been an exciting journey. Lund is a very exciting company, and I think with the information we're going to talk about here today, is you'll see why we are so excited.
Yeah, let's begin by what is no doubt a big story, and for a lot of us who follow the automotive industry and are insiders, and we have a lot of listeners on the show who are just that, you guys have you kind of took a step back, and you've realigned your brands, relaunched your brand, so to speak. Tell us a little bit about this realignment.
Well, Bob, you know, we did a tremendous amount of industry and consumer research here in the last 8 to 12 months. And, you know, it was very clear to us from the feedback that we'd received and the information and the data points that to grow, we realized we needed to focus on our core brands and define each brand and to distinctly gain mind share within our brands and our products that make up these brands. So we have taken that step back and said, you know, what does each brand stand for? You know, under the house of brands, Lund International has long been known for the innovator and the leader in the automotive aftermarket industry. And, you know, there's some very marquee brands that live underneath that house. You know, first and foremost, the consumer brand Auto Vent Shade, or AVS, is a leading automotive accessory brand offering the most functional and stylish accessories in the marketplace today. Now, what have we done with that brand? We've not only just freshened the brand as far as the logos, we've given it new taglines to give it solid meaning. AVS ahead of the curve. It
great
is the innovator.
Tagline. Yeah.
AVS was the innovator of the vent visor category. So the tagline ahead of the curve we thought was very fitting. And when you move to Lund, you know, Lund is a premium style, high performance brand for trucks, SUVs, and CUVs. And again, you know, we refreshed the look and feel of the brand to be more in line with, consistent with the house of brands of Lund International. And then
that makes sense.
Well, thank you very much. Moving on to our Belmore brand. You know, Belmore is our heavy truck brand. It's a leading accessory brand providing protective and stylish for the heavy truck market. And, you know, the tagline for this one, we all feel is very fitting. You know, the tag here is Belmore because you drive heavy duty. That tag in itself will appeal to, you know, from the F-250 driver all the way to the Class A driver is what we plan to do with this brand.
That's
so we are very
tagline.
Excited.
Fantastic tagline, no question about it. We've got the SEMA show upcoming in the next few weeks out in Las Vegas, and certainly a very important venue for Lund and all the family of brands under the Lund umbrella. I'm sure you're going to be introducing a number of important products there. Why don't we give a little inside tease here as to some of the cool things that you're going to be introducing. What can you tell us, Mitch?
Well, you know, Bob, for years, Lund has been known for the innovator of product development. And, you know, we have several new products slated, and we kind of took another step back and said, you know, we're going to really focus on a few products at SEMA and really drive the message by brand, by product family, really who we are as a company. So there's some clarity. So the first product I'd like to talk about is the Lund Vent Visor Elite and the AeroSkin Elite. Now, these are differentiating products from our AVS brands, premium material, superior optical clarities. The fit and finish of these products is absolutely industry best, bar none. You know, and then the next product is the AeroSkin product, the AeroSkin Elite. You know, polycarbonate material, super rigid astronaut-based materials that really was the foundation of Lund as a brand, was that material competency. And then moving on to our running boards, You know, Lund has long been known for a leader in the running board market. And, you know, during the due diligence for the branding, we exposed a gap in that market that not only us, but, you know, across the automotive aftermarket is not being addressed, and that's in the CUV running board category.
Mm-hmm.
So we're bringing out a new running board called that we've named Crossroads. And really it meets a couple different markets. It meets both the CUV, the SUV, and the truck market. Now, we are going to market that more towards the CUV driver because of the gap I just spoke to. What's interesting about that is that, you know, we offer this in three links. So it's a universal board, so to speak, with distinct brackets per application that make it application specific. You know, we're one of the few companies in the aftermarket that do this. And again, you know, if you go back to the innovation and creation and leadership position, you know, that's who we are as a company. And, you know, coming back to SEMA is, you know, we are going to come back in a big way that people are going to truly understand who we are as a company and very, very crystal clear what our brands mean and what our products mean within those brands.
That sounds very exciting, Mitch. Our telephone number, if anybody has a question for Mitch, you can chime in at any time, toll free from around North America, or you can send me an email at any time. The email address, 24/7. I get emails all the time from you guys, and I love to get them. It's bob@boblongradio.com. Once again, it's bob@boblongradio.com. So you guys, I know last year stepped aside and didn't have a booth at SEMA. What can we expect from Lund International at the 2012 event? Are you going to have a pretty significant booth presence there?
We are, Bob. We're going to have a very significant booth presence that is, you know, I think will, again, make a statement of the industry leader. And, you know, we are back, and we plan on, you know, returning to our roots of the leadership position. And, you know, we have collaborated with the SEMA board to do a lot of unique things with that within our time that we're going to be at SEMA. So we're very, very excited. Our booth will be outstanding.
Can't wait. When we come back on the other side, we're going to continue our conversation with the president of Lund International, Mitch Vogel.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-288-8278. That's 1-800-288-8278. Call 1-800-288-8278.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free one-month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Is this what your bedroom sounds like at night? What if you could stop the snoring instantly without nose strips, mouth guards, or a procedure? Now you can with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is a patented liner for your pillow that's guaranteed to reduce you or your partner's snoring from the very first night. The secret is the soothing oils infused into Snorebreak that improve breathing while you're asleep. It's the same technology used in hospitals to stop snoring, available for your home for the first time ever. Snorebreak is soft and virtually undetectable, and in the largest survey of its kind, Snorebreak reduced snoring for an amazing 74% of participants. For a limited time, you can try Snorebreak risk-free before it's in stores. Put an end to snoring. Get your risk-free trial of Snorebreak while supplies last. Just call 1-800-475-5481. That's 1-800-475-5481. Call 1-800-475-5481.
If you're not prepared, getprepareexpo.com.
the biggest and best preparedness expo in America.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds.
Springfield, Missouri.
GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits.
With instructors,
GCN's Vincent Finelli.
From USA Prepares.
Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson. Dr. Norman Shealy. Matt Stein. Dr. Joel Wallach. Larry Pratt. John Moore. Lisa Bedford. Marjorie Wildcraft.
And 50 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th.
Download coupon flyers.
And $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds.
Springfield, Missouri.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Glenn International President Mitch Fogel is with us live here on Auto World. We're talking all about cool things going on within Lund International. If you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We have already heard about some really cool stuff that's going to be happening at SEMA from Mitch, including the introduction of these new running boards. I understand that you're going to have at the SEMA show some of these CUV running boards all set, ready to go for some very important vehicles, including the GMC Arcadia, as well as Chevrolet...
The Traverse.
Thank you. I had one of those moments. Tell us about the applications and the availability for the Traverse and the Arcadia, and I think you're going to have those ready right at the first of the year.
Yes, that's correct, Bob. We will actually have an Arcadia on the floor within our booth, where we will demonstrate these new boards, and people will be able to see it, touch it, feel it, interact with it. They will be available right at the first of the year for shipment. So we're very excited about this. This is like we said, in the market that we identified, and we think that we are going to serve a need here where people just are not being served in the aftermarket.
So true, Mitch. And as we pointed out, this brand new Lund Crossroads running board designed specifically for CUV and truck applications, we've seen such an amazing rise in the number of car-based utility vehicles, and this new running board will be available in a multitude of lengths, 70 inches, 80 inches, and 87 inches. And as all Lund products, these are going to be made out of real premium materials. Tell us about the materials that these Crossroad running boards are going to be made out of.
Well, they are made out of a rugged base aluminum material that's extruded. Full-length rubber treads with an OE look. The brackets are OE standard brackets because we do supply running boards to that market as well. So we're just building off of the platforms that we already have. We are very excited about this. This is a OE
OE insignia board.
That's great. And another thing that's very cool about this, it requires no drilling or special hardware for installation. And what a break that is for consumers.
Well, you're correct. We pride ourselves on the fact that we have no drill applications in our lineup. Roughly 98% of our entire lineup is no drill. Obviously, there are a few applications out there that you just can't get around. But for the most part, we pride ourselves on that. And again, this bracket system that makes these unique and different for fit and finish for the Lund standards will be second to none.
I know recently you guys received a real prestigious honor from Frost and Sullivan. Lund International has received the award for the year, Excellence 2012 Excellence of the Year Award, and this went out to the company's Auto Venture, the AVS brand. Congratulations on the award, and I understand this award is given out after a real stringent 10-step selection process.
You're correct. It's a very stringent 10-step process, and we are very proud of this award. It speaks to the team that we have within Lund on the product development and operations and sales and customer service into the business, where, you know, the Product Differentiation Excellence of the Year Award, its unique features and functionality, the quality and complexity of the product, customization. One of the things that we pride ourselves on in this award, where we scored a 10 out of 10, is where we match the target market needs with the product. And then obviously the brand perception and uniqueness of the product to play a role in the selection of the winner of the award. So we are very excited. You know, since 1930, Auto Ventshade, has been creating vent visors for the marketplace. We have over 1,500 applications for trucks, SUVs, and CUVs, passenger cars. So by far the market leader in this category, and to be awarded the award for innovation and differentiation, it just continues to build on the strength of the brand and the product.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of the trends that you're seeing within the automotive aftermarket, where, of course, haven't had the best economy in the last few years. Lots of folks are out of work, but it seems like the automotive aftermarket continues to be quite healthy. And in talking with some representatives from the SEMA show, they say that as far as the number of exhibitors and the amount of space, this year is going to be equal to 2007. So that's great news for everybody.
Yeah, Bob, we took a little bit of a hiatus as participating in the big show at SEMA. Now, we've still participated with SEMA due to the downturn that you spoke of in the automotive aftermarket and the automotive market in general. What we have seen is the market has rebounded to that 06, 07 level. We have made the decision that we're going to go back and, with the booth and, participate in the way that a leader of the market industry should do. So we're very proud of that. The market, though, itself has rebounded, and, we look for 2013 to continue along.
Let's talk about brand loyalty. I know a number of folks that have been buyers of Lund products, AVS products, etc., and it seems like you guys must have a lot of repeat customers.
We do. We love our repeat customers, obviously. Like all good companies, we pride ourselves in having repeat customers and that brand loyalty. And it truly speaks to the people within the company, the products that they manufacture, and, staying on top of the design, staying on top of the design and the functionality of the product and giving the marketplace what it needs. And we pride ourselves on that.
And certainly when you look at all the different offerings out there in the automotive marketplace, to be at the top like Lund is no small accomplishment, to say the least. Let's talk a little bit more about what you see as some of the goals ahead for Lund as you look forward to 2012, 2013, 2014. Where would you like Lund International to be a couple of years from now, Mitch?
Well, we continue, obviously we want to continue with our AVS London Belmore brand as being the leaders and continue to define the categories in which they lead. As well, you know, we are actively seeking acquisition and, you know, looking at adjacencies within our product lines for acquisition. We have a very robust new product development team who are, you know, working diligently to develop new products for each brand within the brand guideline identities. So over the next 2013 and 14 into 15, we look to be launching several new products under each brand umbrella and continue to drive and lead the industry and within our product categories.
That's great. One thing we should tell our Auto World listeners, and Mitch, you can certainly comment on this. There was a time that companies like Lund, you know, had to wait to get their hands on some of the upcoming new products being launched by the automakers. And nowadays, thanks to SEMA and a lot of great work between the aftermarket and the OEMs, Lund and other companies get the opportunity quite often to have a sneak peek at some upcoming models and be able to do measurement and be able to have those products ready to go. And that is certainly a huge accomplishment. Many people in the automotive aftermarket thought it would never happen, 25 years ago. But to have that cooperation is such a wonderful thing, Mitch.
Yeah, we like to thank SEMA, quite honestly, all of us in the automotive aftermarket for, you know, the cooperation and collaborative effort. They've helped our types of companies drive within the OEMs to be able to have those sneak peeks so we can actually have products for consumers when those vehicles hit the marketplace. You know, our entire executive team, you know, we have recommitted our entire company to SEMA. So our entire executive team is in some way, shape, or form working on a collaborative effort with SEMA on many different aspects to continue to drive the business.
Well, Mitch, I want to thank you so much for your time. For more information, everybody, check out LundInternational.com and can't wait to get you back on the show with us down the road. Thanks again, Mitch.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.